With WVIK News, I'm Jay Pierce. On Arsenal Island this morning, hundreds of people will honor those who died on September the 11th, 2001. Reese Fullerlove, Public Affairs Director for the Army Sustainment Command, says the first event will be the 9/11 Remembrance Walk.
Any civilian or soldier or community member can come here in the morning. And after 6:30, after Reveille, which is a traditional military thing to start off the day, they'll gather their flags and they go on a 2.5-mile walk, and they come back to the memorial site. They place the flags in the ground, and the flags, the way we have it angled, actually creates kind of like a shadow of like how the shadow used to cast on the city of New York.
The number of flags also includes the people who died during the terrorist attacks 18 years ago at the Pentagon and in Pennsylvania. At 10:30 this morning, Major General Stephen Shapiro will speak during the 9/11 Remembrance Ceremony at the memorial on Arsenal Island. Illinois Republicans are saying they have no plans to cancel next year's primary election to benefit President Trump's re-election effort. Dave McKinney reports.
Republicans in Arizona, Kansas, Nevada, and South Carolina have indicated they intend to shut down their primaries next year. The move would keep three declared challengers to Trump off the ballot in those states, and that includes former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. Republicans in some of those states justified the step as a money-saving gesture, but an Illinois Republican Party spokesman says that canceling the March 17, 2020 primary here would not save money. And if there's any doubt, the state party isn't endorsing Trump. A statement made clear that Illinois Republicans believe Trump will, quote, handily win the state GOP primary. This is Dave McKinney.
And Republicans in Iowa are vowing to caucus as usual next year. A man accused of killing a convenience store clerk in Bettendorf has committed suicide in Nebraska. Bettendorf police announced yesterday the circumstances that led to the death of 28-year-old Brittany Wilson of Donahue on August 17th while she was working at the Big Ten Mart on 53rd Avenue. Police Chief Keith Gimble says the suspect was 21-year-old Manuel Rangel of Genoa, Illinois, and he was only in Bettendorf for a few minutes.
The person is not connected to this community whatsoever. It's probably the first and last time he was ever in here. I would guess he was probably in our city for no more than 10 to 15 minutes total. And so, like I said, it was a random act coming through town.
Before driving to the Quad Cities August 17th, Rankle broke into a Genoa kennel where his dog was boarded. Later, the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office found evidence of shots being fired and Rangel's dog missing. They also identified the car he was driving as his mother's Chevy Cruze. Police say many traffic cameras showed Rangel driving west on I-80. Around 5:30, he entered the Big Ten Mart in Bettendorf. Shortly after that, customers found Wilson on the floor with a gunshot wound and called 911. She died at the scene the next day, thanks to information from Rangel's brother. The Nebraska State Patrol found the Chevy Cruze traveling on I-80. During a short chase, troopers had OnStar shut down the car. When it stopped, Rangel shot himself in the head. The FBI and local Nebraska officers helped with the investigation. Chris Bryant and Jason Hayward each homered twice, but the Cubs lost to the Padres 9-8 after walking in the winning run in the 10th inning. The Rockies beat the Cardinals 2-1, so the Cards' lead in the NL Central remains 4 games over Chicago. The Brewers are just 5 back after beating the Marlins. Eloy Jimenez hit his first career Grand Slam, and the White Sox beat the Royals 7-3. The Lumber Kings play Game 1 of the Midwest League Championship tonight in South Bend.